If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am because we made it, Steve. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let's go.
The weekend is nearly here, and it feels really good. Wouldn't you agree, Alan from Seattle?
I sure would, Taryn.
Alan, I'm so excited for you to take down Steve Miggs today, hopefully with the help of the cheat sheet. Were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
Just like Steve, I'm a man of integrity.
Let's go.
All right,
I knew
Steve.
I liked Alan for a reason.
It's time for you to get out of here. For those who are playing along at home, Alan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What animal is Wilbur in Charlotte's Web?
A pig.
He is. How many planets in our solar system have no moons?
3.
No.
4.
No.
6.
No. Who played the role of James Bond the most in official James Bond movies?
Sean Connery?
No.
Roger Moore.
Yes. What is the largest lake found entirely in the United States?
Lake Michigan?
Correct. Who won an Oscar for her performance in Mary Poppins?
Oh, pass.
What branch of mathematics is named after the Latin word for small pebble?
Geometry?
No.
Pass.
Who was the very first Seahawks coach?
Oh, I don't know that one. Pass.
What fast food chain marketed a meat-scented cologne called Flame Grilled in 2008?
Burger King?
Yes. In what decade was the Porsche 911 created?
60s.
Yes. What color is pure caffeine?
White?
It is.
No
with
way.
Way. With that, you got 6 correct.
Oof, maybe. We'll see.
I don't know. I don't think Steve's going to get this one. I'm putting all my eggs, my Easter eggs, in Alan's basket right now.
All right.
Steve, let's go.
Wait, Ryan's rooting for Ryan Castle has poked his head in and said that he is rooting for you, Steve Miggs.
Oh, he was warming me up in the other room.
In what way?
Let's just play the game.
Steve, are you ready?
All right.
What animal is Wilbur in Charlotte's Web?
A pig.
Yes. How many planets in our solar system have no moons?
Let's go with 3.
No.
4.
No.
2.
Yes. Who played the role of James Bond the most in official James Bond movies?
Is that Roger Moore?
It is. What is the largest lake found entirely in the United States?
Lake Superior.
No.
Lake Michigan.
Yes. Who won an Oscar for her performance in Mary Poppins?
I can't even think of her name. Oh, my goodness. Leah Pizzetti.
No.
Pass.
What branch of mathematics is named after the Latin word for small pebble?
What? Arithmetic?
No.
Algebra?
No.
Geometry?
No. Who was the very first Seahawks coach?
Ken Patera. Jack Patera.
Yes.
Ken Patera's brother was a wrestler.
What fast food chain marketed a meat-scented cologne called Flame Grilled in 2008?
Burger King.
Yes. In what decade was the Porsche 911 created?
50s.
No.
60s.
Correct. What color is pure caffeine?
I believe it's white.
It is. Steve Miggs, let me get my abacus. You got 8 correct, which is a victory. 8-6. Sorry, Alan.
Got me again, Steve.
Next time.
Good game, my friend.
Another one bites the dust. Well, neither of you knew that Julie Andrews was Mary Poppins.
I couldn't. Now that you say it, now I can see the name, but I know I've heard it before, but it's that kind of information that goes in one ear and out the other.
The branch of mathematics named after the Latin word for small pebble, a class I never made it to.
Trigonometry?
It was never even an option for me. Calculus.
Calculus.
Did you take calculus?
No.
Who do you think's better at math, you or me?
You.
Well,
I'm so scared to have to teach my daughter long division. Like, thank goodness for YouTube, because I'm going to have to take some YouTube tutorials to learn how to do basic math.
And now on top of that, they're doing the new math.
Well, I don't even know what the new
You don't even want to know, Steve.
Okay.
It's gonna ruin your day for sure. By the way, if someone can beat Migs, they can buy a shirt about it.
That's right. We've got the I Beat Migs t-shirt. It's available in the Rock Shop at KSW.com.
Even if you lose, you can buy it.
Yeah, just lie to your friends.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think you are a rock music know-it-all? Do you think you could name a song by just hearing the guitar riff?
We have a lot of rockaholics that are guitarists or just rock aficionados. I bet they can.
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call if you think you know your guitar riffs. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Stone Temple Pilots. Kirk Hammett of Metallica says there is a specific Black Sabbath song that he says helped shape thrash metal and the new wave of British heavy metal. And this is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Bill Ward's drumming is so great on this song. He's not wrong. I never thought of it that way, but that is totally a thrash riff right there.
Symptom of the Universe from 1975.
Hell yeah.
So this got us thinking about other iconic guitar riffs throughout music history. So we want to put some of our rockaholics to the test.
Okay.
Let's get Kevin from Arlington on the horn. Kevin, are you a big fan of music? What's your favorite band?
Favorite band? All time? Probably Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. Okay, so Guitar World asked their readers to say, what is the greatest riff of all time? And we're going to play you the number one riff as voted by their readers. Greatest riff of all time. You have to tell us. This is going to be easy for you, but no spoiler alert. Are you ready for the song?
I'm ready.
All right, we'll play the riff, and then you let us know if you think you know it.
Okay.
I mean, I know that you know the band.
Yeah, it's Zeppelin, of course.
Uh-huh.
A Lot of Love.
I do love that they said that is the riff that redefined rock. I'm like, that's a great line right there. All right, let's give you a different one that's not Led Zeppelin. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This was voted number 2 greatest rock riff of all time.
Crazy Train, man.
Freaking Randy Rhoads right there, baby. They said that this is the sound of reinvention.
Kevin's
nice
like,
job. Nice job, man.
What's so hard about this game?
I know. He's like, this is easy.
Well, Michael from Seattle, you've got some big shoes to fill right there. Are you ready to play the game?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We will play you what was voted as the number 3 rock riff of all time, according to Guitar World's readers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
AC/DC.
Do you know the name of the song?
I wish you had caught me when I was a little more awake. Oh, man.
I could give you a hint.
Back in Black.
Back in Black. Here we go. Rock's
man,
ultimate.
I can't believe I missed that one.
That's all right. You sound like you said you're a little low on sleep.
Yeah.
All right, let's give you another one. Let's see if you could do this one. And they said that song or that riff is Rock's ultimate comeback anthem, which I agree. I mean, coming now back with Brian Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water.
All right. Nice job, my man. And someone even said that that's the riff that everybody learns first for a reason. Because it's simple as F.
Iconic, yet simple.
Hell yeah. The Daily
Mix Show. Rockaholics, Easter is this weekend, which means it's peep season. And someone has asked a very innocent question online. And the replies have been absolutely epic. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Somebody went online and asked people a question about Easter. It said, "Hi, Americans. I'm from England. So why do Americans all seem to hate
pigs?" Hold on a second. Well, let's lower the music, if you don't mind right now. If you're going to say from England, I think you have to do an English impression.
Me?
Yeah, you're the one reading it.
"Hello, Americans. I'm from England. So why do I'm going like, that's like almost sounds Australian.
I was about to say, you sound like you're about to put shrimp on the Barbie. But, you know, go on.
I can't do it, Steve.
All right, fine. Just read it normal. We got the music.
"So why do Americans all seem to hate peeps? Do you actually hate them? Or is it more like a Nickelback sort of hate where they are just kind of mediocre and popular, so it becomes a bit of a meme to hate on them? As far as I can see, they're just big marshmallows covered in sugar, which sounds great. So what's actually wrong with peeps, if anything?"
I love the perspective of people from other countries when they ask questions about what's going on. And I love a frame of reference was Nickelback.
That's perfect.
That is fantastic.
Many people, of course, have chimed in with their opinions on peeps. So let's go straight to the comments.
We found a bunch of the comments. lines, and we decided who better to read it? Not somebody with an English accent, but somebody who is going to be a part of the Showcase of the Immortals this weekend, because I don't know if you know this, but this weekend, not only is it Easter, it's WrestleMania weekend.
Let's go, brother.
That's right. Saturday night, Sunday night. This man is part of the main event of Sunday nights. You know him from his hustle, loyalty, and respect. He's now turned his back on the fan base as he's taking on your man, Cody Rhodes.
Wow.
We've got Robot John Cena.
Perfect.
Okay. You're ready for the first comment about peeps from John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we are.
I love peeps. It's just marshmallow and sugar. Can't see how anyone would hate them.
All right, well, clearly this person has not been on the comment section because a lot of people do not like peeps.
No.
Are you ready for the next comment?
Of course.
Texture is disgusting. Just get the fuck out to here and give me a Cadbury egg.
I mean, I'll take a Cadbury egg over a peep any day.
Oh, yeah. Earlier, we learned this about you and Cadbury eggs.
I'm so gross. I like the Cadbury cream egg. I like to tongue that out.
Yeah, we learned that. All right, next comment about peeps.
I can stand a grand total of two before I start to get sick. They're nothing but pure sugar.
See, I fall more in that category. I don't hate peeps.
Yeah.
I'm the idiot that every time I see them on the shelves, I'm like, ooh, peeps. Peeps are awesome. And then I get them, and I'll have one bite of a peep, and I'm like, I had enough.
I just had a revelation.
What is it?
What if they do single peeps?
They don't. I wonder if they do. They probably do like a two-pack.
I would buy a one-pack or a two-pack, but like a six-pack or whatever. Nah, it's too much.
Right, because Tatum was so curious about trying them. So I'm like, you know what? Okay, we'll get one. And they're not fully plant-based, of course. But yeah, we'll bend the rules a little bit. And so we each took a bite. And even Tatum kind of had this look like, I'd rather waste my candy indulgence on something else.
Yeah, I agree.
But she loves, like, the look of a peep. Mm-hmm. We have stuffed peeps from the Build-A-Bear workshop.
They do look aesthetically pleasing.
Only f***ing weirdos with no taste like those things. How do you take marshmallows and sugar and make it taste like shit? Seems impossible, but peeps figured it out.
Do they have different flavors, though?
Yes.
It's like, okay, so it's not just one flavor of marshmallow.
To look it up. I know they do, but I wonder if they have like a sour peep. That might be good.
I could be down with that.
They are literally my favorite candy. And I've never heard anyone hate on them.
Okay, also, you have not been paying attention to the comments as well. We have one more comment about peeps. Are you ready?
Yes.
I like peeps just like I like Nickelback. In the garbage.
Oh.
Look at this photograph.
Now, you've been telling me that there's something going on, or it used to go on around here, that I did not even know existed. And that's that is like peep inspired.
Yes, I think it was through the Seattle Times, and they would do this peep diorama contest where you would submit a photo of like a scene that you built out of peeps. So the one that I saw that won the grand prize in 2016 was
hilarious. You were showing me the pictures of these, and they are so creative.
It's literally a model of Bertha, the tunnel drilling machine
from back in the day. Yeah,
and they even have little peeps all along the bottom with hard hats on that are also made out of peep material as little construction workers.
When you were showing me these, the one that stood out and I thought was so awesome and should have won this whole thing is the Peeps Place Market, and they have basically peeps hanging out at Pike Place Market, and they have like sweetest fish for the fish in the fish market part. I think it's so creative.
I hope they bring it back because it brought me so much joy, and I'm glad I got to share that joy with you this morning, Steve Miggs.
Somebody says my daughter loves the Dr. Pepper peeps.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a hard pass.
I will not knock it till I try it, though.
Yeah, well, we know this about you after all.
I like to tongue that out.
The Daily Mix Show.
A lot of people will be enjoying candy for Easter, but be careful with what you eat so you don't end up like this woman.
A jawbreaker actually broke her jaw.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters. We know that so many rockaholics are getting their day going and trying to keep up with the world of pop culture while you're sipping your coffee. That can be a lot of information. So we're here to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending? On the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Absolutely. absolutely horrible news coming out of Florida from yesterday. There was a shooting near Florida State University's student union, and it ended up resulting in 2 deaths, 6 injuries. The suspect was identified as a 20-year-old named Phoenix Eichner. He was shot by responders and hospitalized. It sounds like he was a student there, possibly, and he was actually part of the Leon County Sheriff's Youth Advisory Council.
He's the son of, I think, the sheriff's deputy.
Son of a deputy.
Unreal.
And the weapon that he used apparently belonged to his mother. There were folks that he went to school with that said he seemed like a normal campus dude.
Yeah.
So nobody really knows what the motivation was, but the campus was secured, and they have not yet identified or not released all the identities of the victims yet. But
I don't know what you like when you become a parent. Like before I was a parent, I would always still be heartbroken about these. But then as you become a parent, you start, you know, you think about these stories, and you're just like, man, like, granted, Tatum's only 5, but you know, we're now having that conversation of just like, my wife's just so, you know, bummed that she's gonna have to send her off to kindergarten and not be around her all the time. But then you have like, then you're like, man, this is so crazy that we just send them off, and you just hope that they're gonna be in a situation that's safe. And then you hear these kind of stories, and you know, you don't want to live life in fear, but these are those moments where you're just like, this sucks, the world that we live in.
Well, and I don't know where you grew up on the East Coast. We obviously did a lot of earthquake drills and things of that nature and fire drills, but now they do these active shooter drills, and it's, you know, that's a world that we never lived in.
It's very sobering. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On a lighter side, there's a story that's going viral about a person that broke their jaw in 2 spots because, well, they were biting into a jawbreaker candy. This person's name is Javeria, not Jawveria, although that would have been kind of funny if it was. And here's an Inside Edition that did a big news story about what happened.
A jawbreaker actually broke her jaw.
I had 2 fractures. So one was down the side of my face right here, and one was right down the middle of my face right here.
No joke.
Okay, I love the reporter. No joke.
Javeria Wazim ended up in the emergency room. X-rays show the breaks. This is like the size of the jawbreaker you bit into, right? Okay, that's huge. Now, how are you supposed to eat the jawbreaker?
You're supposed to lick into the middle.
And what did you do?
I bit into it.
I mean, we all know that in order to eat a jawbreaker, you should be doing this.
I like to tongue that out. This is going to haunt me forever, Steve.
Yes.
Do you remember ever going to the candy store back in the day and seeing the giant jawbreakers?
Yes.
And do you remember the little, you could buy like a holder for it.
Yes.
Because you're not going to eat it in one sitting, so you could take your giant jawbreaker around with you.
What was it also? Gobstoppers.
They were like the
they were like jawbreakers, right?
Yeah.
And do you remember the one that was a watermelon flavored jawbreaker?
So great.
Oh, I love that freaking one. I love jawbreakers. But yeah, it was always like that moment of, okay, am I about to have some dental work done, or did I suck on it long enough so I can break it down?
Be careful with your jawbreakers out there, friends.
For real.
A bunch of people were riding in one of those Hollywood tour buses recently, and they saw John Stamos coming out of a business. Well, it turns out it was not John Stamos at all. It was another very handsome person, Rob Lowe.
This is John Stamos.
I love how the whole crowd are just laughing because they're like, is the tour guy just trolling us and goofing on Rob Lowe saying he's John Stamos?
Well, he looks like him.
Okay, guys, am I John Stamos?
Okay, this has like already become the greatest Hollywood tour ever. You have Rob Lowe just having fun with you?
That's awesome. That's worth the price of admission.
100%.
You gotta get better at your job.
It's usually about having fun, you know? I don't expect to run into people so often.
I see. Okay. All right. Don't listen.
But thank you for your cool energy, man.
Oh my gosh, that guy is so stoned.
So stoned.
We've met that guy at festivals.
Who would you rather hang out with for an afternoon? John Stamos or Rob Lowe?
Well, based on this, Rob Lowe. He says he has a great sense of humor. And I love that guy.
Thank you for your cool energy, man.
Thank you for your cool energy, man. Bro. Would you like a bong toke? That is hilarious. That's so great. All right, WrestleMania is this weekend. I know I mentioned it a second ago, but man, it is the showcase of immortals for us wrestling fans. It's the Super Bowl weekend. WrestleMania 41 happening in Las Vegas. All of my friends seem to be down in Las Vegas. I'm so, because there's like a bunch of independent wrestling shows that are happening. Some of my friends are putting on shows, and I'm just like, I wish I was there for all this.
So what are your plans to, like, kind of watch from afar? Like, how can you live stream different things? I know stuff will be, like, obviously airing, but are there some of the smaller things that you can witness in some way?
There's a, it used to be the Fight TV app. It's kind of called, I think, Thriller or Triller or whatever it is, but I have that app, so, like, I can watch, like, some of the smaller ones, but the big one's going to be on Peacock. That's what WWE broadcasts WrestleMania on, so they'll have night one is Saturday night. You have Punk taking on Seth Rollins, taking on Roman Reigns. That's the big main event. I'm excited about that one, but then on Sunday, it's John Cena versus your guy, Cody Rhodes, for the WWE Championship.
So is he our guy? I mean, is that who you want to win, or are you a John Cena guy?
No, I want Cody to win. He's our guy, of course.
He's our guy forever.
Right.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you'd like to beat Steve, call up now. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.